This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another hour of the very popular Good Day Health program. I say that, and maybe because I say it, it sounds kind of smug, but it really is a very popular program because the gentleman who's responsible for most of all the knowledge, you get a little tweak of knowledge from time to time from me. I'm Doug Steffen, but Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, he's the star, he's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Remember that from high school? Ken Kronhaus, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. I think that's true. He's someone that's respected by the general public. Anybody that goes to see Ken gets certainly their money's worth, but that's not really the essence. He's very good at advice, and his advice is very good. One of the top cardiologists in the country, but not only cardio and preventative heart stuff, but he really is knowledgeable and helpful when it comes to the rest of your body. So help yourself to Ken if you would like to connect with him. You can do that through his office, 352-735-1400. All right, so as we go through the week this week, the president was on again, off again, up again, down again, in again, out again. The COVID-19 diagnosis that he had last week turned out to be something that, even though it sort of, he didn't test positive for a while, came back again. How unusual is that, Ken?
Well, it's not terrifically unusual given what happened. He tested negative for 3 days, and then the next day he was positive. What happened was he was treated, President Biden was treated with Paxlovid. Paxlovid is a drug that was developed in the late 1990s, very successfully treated HIV. There were later much better drugs for HIV, but Paxlovid is an antiviral. It blocks viral replication. That's why it has to be given within the first 5 days of onset of symptoms for COVID-19. And then in most people, it very effectively does diminish viral replication. But in a small number, about 10%, it doesn't diminish it enough. And about 10 to 14 days after the onset of symptoms, you get another round, what we call Paxlovid rebound. If you recall, Dr. Fauci had the same thing. President Biden has had now Paxlovid rebound, and they haven't announced how they're going to treat this. When Dr. Fauci had it, Dr. Fauci got another round, 5-day course of Paxlovid. I think the FDA is going to get a lot of pressure to extend the initial course of Paxlovid, maybe to 7 to 8 days, especially in people who are at very high risk of getting severe COVID. And what I'm more concerned about, Doug, is not so much this second round of COVID-19 for President Biden, because if it really was serious, he'd be in Walter Reed right now. And the good news is he has not, as far as we know, been moved to Walter Reed. So I imagine he's doing okay. What I'm most concerned about is he's on Eliquis, which is a very strong blood thinner, because he has a history of persistent atrial fibrillation. The big problem with Paxlovid is that it interacts with many, many drugs, including statins and Eliquis, which the president is on. Both of these have had to be held, has stopped to give him the Paxlovid. So now he's not on the Eliquis, the blood thinner, which dramatically lowers the risk of having a stroke when you're in persistent atrial fibrillation. And he may have to be off this again. What I had recommended, they didn't ask me when they treated him, but if they had asked me, I would have recommended not taking him off of Eliquis, not giving him Paxlovid, but treating him with the other option, which is the monoclonal antibody effective against the Omicron subvariants. And it's a mouthful. There's just one we know of from Eli Lilly, which is very effective against the Omicron subvariants. And the name of this drug is bebtelovimab. It's a mouthful. It's from Eli Lilly. But if you do get Omicron and you do need a monoclonal antibody, make sure you know that you're getting bebtelovimab. In fact, it might not be a bad idea for calling around, finding out which of the ERs in your local area have bebtelovimab from Eli Lilly. So in the middle of the night, if you need to get it, you're not looking around for the ER that has it.
All right. That's the kind of, I don't know, startling. I don't like to use the term scary, but that's kind of startling, actually, the fact that there wouldn't be that stuff available everywhere.
Well, it is what it is, but you would think it would be available in the White House.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, other COVID items, as we don't seem to be able to escape COVID as much as we would like to, as much as we've been trying to here, there, and everywhere. There's a question from some folks about a booster shot. Are there new booster shots, reformulated booster shots? And if so, do you recommend that people take, and I guess the question, 64 the question there is, what's in the new COVID booster shots?
Okay, I'll tell you what we know, and this was reported this week in the New York Times, that we could in America be getting an updated COVID-19 booster shot that'll battle the newest Omicron variants as soon as mid-September. Apparently, Doug, the makers of the primary vaccines used in America, Pfizer and Moderna, have said they can deliver the new doses by mid-September. And whether an individual should wait for the new updated vaccine or get the current vaccine, that really has to be done on an individual basis. There's not one recommendation that fits everybody. And I would definitely talk to your doctor about whether you should get a vaccine, a booster with the current available immunizations from Pfizer, Moderna, or wait until mid-September. Again, there's no one size fits all. This is all about individualized medicine.
Wow. Okay, well, anyway, I'm under the... So I just think whether or not to get another one. We all find it very personal as to whether we want to get another shot or not under the circumstances. When you see all the people on my staff at the farm had all of the shots and the booster shots, and the husband and wife couple have been sick for a week with this. So, you know, what's the advice for them?
Are they hospitalized? They're not hospitalized, right?
No, they aren't. They're just sick.
Okay, that's the important thing. The current vaccines are not real good at preventing you from getting ill. Where they succeed is in they dramatically lower the risk of you getting hospitalized or dying. If you look at people who are dying right now, the majority have had no initial vaccine and no booster. And the people who've had four shots are minimally dying, and everybody in between is in the in-between group. So that seems to be what's going on right now. And, you know, where you are right now in Massachusetts moved up to one of the highest rates of positivities in the country. And we at your age... You know, you might want to rethink getting that fourth shot, though.
All right. Well, I wouldn't get it until September, right? Until the new shot comes out.
It depends how much indoor activity you're going to be having with a lot of people.
Not much. I'm outside on the farm. I'm outside on the farm.
Remember, this is an indoor virus. If you're outside, you're fine. It's when you're inside with strangers or you don't know their status, that's when you're at risk.
All right, this is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos. A reminder about, I found somebody, a friend of mine who has got a problem with diabetes, type 1, type 2, you know, how it works. But diabetes is something to be concerned about to a point when you are talking about your weight and also COVID, all kinds of things. You want to get yourself into a good position. This fellow told me that he ordered Calitrin, going to go to work on his weight, and that's what you ought to do, too. If you'll take my advice, if you don't take my advice, go to toploss.com and take the advice and check out the experiences that thousands, I mean thousands, what do you mean, Doug? I mean thousands of people have taken this product. And the good thing about Calitrin is that you can talk to a counselor. You hear me from time to time on the air in the various programs I do. Have a conversation with my friend Elizabeth Miller. So under the circumstances, the folks at Calitrin are there at your service, on your side, to help you lose the weight and keep it off of this fabulous product. Check it all out, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out. And the dog days of summer sale is going on right now for the next couple of weeks. Take advantage of that as well. That's at toploss.com. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrin. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity, because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from down in Mount Dora, Florida. It's the heat and humidity and stuff. How's that working on the people down there? We've had so much of it around the country, Ken. How's it working in your neck of the woods? People want to be cool, right? Air conditioning?
You just have to be careful. You want to pick your outdoor activities earlier in the day and later in the day. You know, 10 to 3 is when the sun is the hottest. And just stay well hydrated, and we'll all make it through it.
All right. So under the circumstances, we were just talking about COVID and being inside. So will COVID have an increased impact because so many people in the hot weather are going inside and staying inside, or being with people inside rather than outside?
Well, again, COVID is an indoor virus, so it just depends on who you're inside with. And if we're all more inside, we might expect a spike in all this.
All right. So Dr. Ken and I continue. There's a new bill before Congress that will help you, I think, to a point, go back to having some of the services that we had during the height of COVID. We'll talk about that, and then we'll get to some other things that are in the news this week. Dr. Ken checks out all the things from the medical journals, all the things that you need to know, how they affect you individually. We also have a lot more on monkeypox, and we'll get to that right after these words here on the Good Day Health Program.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now at 23 after the hour, it's Good Day Health continuing. I'm Doug Steffen with the celebrity doctor. Ooh, I said, if I think about that, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. So we've been talking about COVID and booster shots, and the president has COVID, and here we are back into COVID. COVID, as I think we mentioned last week on this program, Ken, is going to be with us period. It's here. It's going to stay here. It's not going up. Most of the experts will tell you that there will be some form of COVID, and there has been, frankly. I mean, this stuff has been around for a long time. It's just the different ways that it matures, if you will, or mutates or whatever it does to continue with life. And so to think that it's going to go away. And so I wonder sometimes whether we aren't cooking this too much. It's kind of like monkeypox, which is, in my mind, something that's been way overblown. But I'll let you tell us what you think. You know, we're talking about this House bill that's been passed to extend the teleservices for COVID-19 as we had before. So what's in that bill that's different, if anything? What will people expect? Can they easily get to you and insurance pays for it, that sort of thing?
Well, Doug, I don't think, COVID-19 has been too overblown. You know, over a million Americans dead from a disease, still the third or fourth most common cause of death in America. There are still 300 to 400 Americans dying each day right now, as opposed to 2,000 to 3,000 a year or 2 years.
Yeah, but there are that many dying of heart attacks, and there are that many people dying of cancer and heart attacks every day, and we don't declare a national emergency. That's my point.
Well, that's a good point. I think we have to learn to live with it, and we not close everything down. Absolutely. Yes. I just don't think, I agree with you. It's not going away, and we need to learn to live with it. But the good news that has come out of COVID-19 is that telehealth, which got approved for reimbursement early on in 2020 when this all began as a way for patients to interact with their doctor without coming to the office, was approved. And now we learned this week that it's been extended through the end of December 2024. And I hope that telehealth eventually becomes permanently approved. I think that the doctors, the patients who've used it, we've learned how to use it effectively. Obviously, I can't do an electrocardiogram using telehealth, but there are certain circumstances where it works extremely well, and I hope that this becomes a permanent approved way for physicians to interact with all patients.
Yeah, for this and other reasons. I think that's probably, you know, there's a, but I thought that telehealth, I thought telehealth was, why does Congress have to get involved in this? Why does this Congress have to say yes or no to this? Isn't this part of Medicare, and wouldn't it be under Medicare's prowess? Is this, they're going to tell you that it takes more funding, so we have to put more funding into Medicare? Is that this?
Exactly. Well, Congress controls Medicare, and this Medicare was leading the path to approve telehealth by funding, and hopefully the private insurers now will follow also. But actually, Medicare led the lead and is now leading ahead to extend it till the end of December 2024, and physicians all hope that it's permanently extended.
Right. Okay, so that having been said, there's this next business with the outbreak of monkeypox, and whether or not this is something to get all riled up about. I have been on my Good Day program during the past week or so talking about the outlets like CNN looking for the next thing to scare people, and this looks like it. So we'll talk about that, and Ken won't scare you. He'll just give you the facts as we continue here on Good Day Health.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Texas grand jury on Thursday said right-wing radio host Alex Jones should pay the parents of a child killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre at least $4.1 million for falsely claiming the shooting was a hoax. Looks like all Democrats are in for more spending and printing more money, as the massive inflation reduction bill will be completely on the Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says the voting will begin Saturday after Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema is reported to be on board. A suspect pulled out a handgun and fired three shots into a Nike store at the Mall of America in Minnesota. Thursday's incident near closing time happened after an altercation between two groups of people. No one was injured. The mall was shut down, but will reopen this morning as scheduled. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All Democrat lawmakers look like they're going to support the Inflation Reduction Act during a recession. With zero Republican support, the Democrats are hoping you won't notice the army of IRS agents and higher taxes for everybody. Iowa Republican Representative Ashley Hinson calls out the Democrat elitists.
Well, Iowans can see right through President Biden and Speaker Pelosi's lies about this bill. The title is completely misleading. It does not reduce inflation. In fact, through 2024, it will actually drive it upwards. I think we all learned our lesson when the Democrats last year were touting their $1.9 trillion spending bill, saying it was going to help the American economy, when instead Republicans were raising alarms that it would contribute to inflation. And that's exactly what we've seen. So raising taxes and spending more money during a recession is not a good idea. In fact, it just places more of a burden on Iowa working families and American working families. And that's exactly what this bill does. It targets them. It supercharges the IRS. It targets our manufacturers and our small businesses with higher taxes. I don't know what kind of rock the White House is living under or Speaker Pelosi is living under, but I can tell you the stories that I hear from my constituents, and inflation is hurting them. That pinch at the pump, the pinch at the grocery store, they feel it every single day, and that's why they're going to come out and turn out in record numbers and vote for Republicans in November.
Four people were sent to the hospital after being struck by lightning near the White House in Washington, D.C. overnight. The incident took place at Lafayette Square. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Actually, 34 past the hour on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen here once again for an hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Florida. That's his clinic. We're talking, well, we've been talking for the first part of the program about COVID. Let's move on now to monkeypox. There is an emergency, a health emergency in San Francisco, but one wonders why, given the number of cases that are there. I think my own prejudice on this is that this is a completely whacked out, crazy way of dealing with something that isn't really a problem. Even if you look at the numbers and how exponentially they've been increasing, this is just another way for the news media and perhaps others in the public venue to scare the hell out of people. Am I right with this or wrong? You can give us the facts, but tell me what you think, too.
The facts that I know of so far in New York State, there have been about 1,400 reported cases, and it seems to be most popular in California and in New York. And New York, the New York governor declared a disaster emergency, and the San Francisco mayor also in the last week declared a local health emergency. One of the things that might be helpful is to go over what was published this week in the British Medical Journal, which are some of the unique symptoms that are emerging during the recent monkeypox outbreak that have been different from previous monkeypox outbreaks, because I have a feeling that this is not going to go away either, and we're going to start seeing cases in the ER especially. But the monkeypox illness that's now spreading around the globe, it's showing some symptoms that are very different from those seen in previous outbreaks. These unique symptoms, they include rectal pain, penile swelling, solitary lesions, and swollen tonsils.
And that's because it's a sexually transmitted disease?
Well, right now, it's not totally clear how it's transmitted. The best we know is by physical contact. And right now, most but not all of the cases are in homosexual and bisexual men. But there have been a few cases in children. So this is a disease, a new variant of the monkeypox virus that needs further study. It's just not clear. It's believed that it originates in animals, and some are recommending that those who work with animals wear gloves. And there is a vaccine for this, and individuals in areas who are at high risk are being given the vaccine.
All right. Would you take a shot? Do you think are we going to get into a point where everybody wants to, we've got shots for this and shots for that and shots for something else, and the cynical among us, including me, suggest that this is all, never mind the news media's way to stir people up and to get people afraid. There is a component to this among the more the religious conservatives who don't like sex to curtail. They don't like gay sex. They don't like all of that stuff.
The New York governor declared an emergency. Is she? What was her motivation?
I don't know. I have the slightest idea. I just find that these days, the motivation, who knows how much the drug companies contributed to her campaign fund. You know, the drug companies, they're going to make a lot of money on this as well. I just think we're getting to a point where we're just so afraid of everything. And, you know, okay, we better run and get a shot for this and blah, blah. It just, you know, I think we need to better understand what all of this is about instead of giving into the hysteria. That's just my, you know, when I look at this,
so
I see.
Is the governor of New York being hysterical by declaring an emergency?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. How many people have it? What did you say, 1,400 people? Yeah.
1,383 cases.
Okay, so 14
in New York State.
Yeah, close enough. Yep, right. 99% of the people infected are men who acquired the virus through intimate contact with other men. That's it. So I think I'm looking at the stats here. 13 women and 2 young children, as you've said, have been diagnosed with it. And one would wonder how, you know, maybe they came in touch with the bodily fluid of somebody, because that's how it gets distributed, right?
It's a difficult situation, because if this does break out in a big way, they'll be criticized for not getting prepared. If they do make this into a big deal and nothing happens, they'll be criticized. So it's the retroperiscope is always 20/20, but it's not an easy job being in public health these days.
No, I understand that, and it's complicated. I take my licks or the shots at the news media, because I think that's where it all starts, and people see this or they hear it or whatever it is, or they get sweat on their palms and they think they got monkeypox, this kind of stuff.
We just have to take the politics out of it. You know, the problem becomes where this is used as an excuse to do things, and where politics should not get involved in this, and just good pure science. But maybe I'm just being a Pollyanna here.
You and me both. The vaccine that is around now for it is, there are a couple of different vaccines, I guess, for monkeypox. And one wonders whether they really, is there enough track record with it to know that it's, well, there's some small drug company, I think, in Bavaria that makes, or Denmark, someplace like that, that makes the vaccine. One wonders about the stock. Maybe we should have bought stock in this company about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. At any rate, there's 7 million doses that have been ordered of this stuff. Who's going to get it? Who will determine who gets it? You go to the doctor and say, I want a smallpox and monkeypox, both the same thing. I want a shot. Who's going to get it?
Well, that's going to be a big issue. And what's happening right now is it's being distributed to the areas of the country where the incidence is the highest and to groups who are at most risk. And clearly, it's not going to be available to anyone who wants it because the supply is just tiny.
Dr. Ken and I continue in a matter of moments. There's some research being done at MIT that you'll want to know about. We'll get to that after the focus on how it is that if you are losing your hair, you can prevent that. If you are 35 or older and you're finding that your hair is going bye-bye, you've got hair loss, or maybe you just want to stimulate hair growth, or you want to take care of the hair that you have, care comes from Keeps, K-E. Keeps. Keeps. There are doctors that will respond. When you go to keeps.com/Doug Steffen, folks at Keeps will come back to you and they'll assign you a doctor who will be back and forth with you talking about the right product, personalized hair-saving routine that will work for you. All that comes as part of the plan. So why gamble with your hair? Go to keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S, keeps.com/Doug Steffen. And by the way, when you get that first order, the first treatment, you get 50% off using Doug Steffen as a code at keeps.com. So save your hair, manage your hair, be happy with your hair. Don't be the victim of balding jokes. No, Go to keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off and for this FDA-approved hair treatment. It's available online at keeps.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. For those of you who listen to the Good Day program, you know that Dr. Ken is an important part of our activities. Whenever there's a health question, we go to Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack, and Ken is here to answer some of the questions that come from various sources. First one has to do with the way one tries to figure out with the loss of smell what that means. I guess it depends on your age as much as anything else, because I know a lot of people, as you do, I'm sure, patients who have come to you and said, I don't smell anything, I can't taste anything, and that was COVID. But if you lose your smell, it may also mean something else, right?
Doug, published this week in Alzheimer's and Dementia Medical Journal, tells us that the future of dementia screening could include a test of a person's sense of smell based on this new publication. It seems, Doug, that the decline in a person's sense of smell could predict their loss of mental function and warn of structural changes in the brain that are important in Alzheimer's disease.
All right, so the smell thing has affected us in many different ways. Now, I see something else. Alzheimer's and dementia are connected. Let's explain for a moment what the connection is. Which came first, dementia or Alzheimer's?
Well, dementia is just the loss of ability to remember and think, and Alzheimer's is a particular type where you see these plaques and tangles that are specific to the brain.
All right. So there's some information that people are questioning about ultra-processed foods and what they do in terms of how risky eating that stuff is for getting dementia. Why would there be a connection between the processing of foods and dementia? That's an interesting, very interesting point in question.
I think this is an important point made this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology. They conclude that eating lots of ultra-processed foods may dramatically increase your risk for dementia, Doug. Ultra-processed foods are high in sugar, fat, and salt, but low in protein and fiber. Here's the list of the common ones that you want to just keep as treats: sodas, salty and sugary snacks and desserts, ice cream, sausage, fried chicken, flavored yogurt, ketchup, mayonnaise, packaged bread, and flavored cereals, all are examples. And why this is so is yet to be really well understood. I think a common denominator here is that these foods do lead to increased inflammation and cholesterol in the circulation. And it seems like all the things you do to keep the circulation and the rest of the body healthy also lowers the risk of getting dementia.
All right. So it's another reason to stay away from processed foods, that's for sure. Then there are other things that lower. So processed foods increase the risk of dementia, but apparently there's a question about lowering the risk of dementia if you are an exerciser, if you're active, if you're moving, which is, I think, the key to, frankly, for me anyway, the key to life is to keep moving. So how does that lower, all that stuff, lower the risk of dementia?
Well, this is an interesting observation published this week in Neurology, and how this data was collected you'll find interesting. But it seems like your daily walk, cleaning the house, and lunch with friends, Doug, could together be keys to staving off dementia. Here's how they did this. Researchers in China combed the data of more than 500,000 British people in the UK Biobank, and they found that household chores, social visits, and exercise were all associated with reduced risk for multiple forms of dementia.
All right. So that, I guess, what is it? The word to the wise is sufficient. Keep your body moving. Keep your head moving. Otherwise, it's doom and gloom, it seems to me. All right. Quick note on the opioid stats that are floating around. People who are using opioids, they mix them with other drugs. How mindless is this? But yet, apparently, this is a big problem, Ken. How big?
Huge problem and only getting worse. It's so distressing.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doctor time, good day, health. This time it's Dr. Jack Stockwell who graces the airwaves with important information brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one weight loss formula in the world that helps people lose weight, more importantly, keeping it off. This is a process, sometimes it's crash dieting, sometimes it happens quickly, which is, by the way, Jack will tell you, is not good for your health. You got to lose weight intelligently and over time. But then when you lose the weight, you choose Calitrin because Calitrin helps you keep it off with their unique all-natural formula. It's collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Jack will also tell you that that's very important to help repair your body, rebuild the lean muscle. So these are the industry's highest standards, and they practice what they preach there. So if you want to lose weight, keep it off. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Go to toploss.com and check out at the, you can see any number of stories. They have different products, but this is the main product they have. Losing weight, keeping it off. The Dog Days of Summer sale on right now. You can get 90 days free supply by ordering right now using the Doug code, D-O-U-G. Get free shipping, too, at toploss.com. All right, so my friend, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, got a nice new office. I'm looking forward to go out there and visit. I should probably go because of what's going on with my neck and shoulders. I probably should go tomorrow to see you. You want me to send you the MRI? They took the wrong side. I went to get an MRI last week. You'll love this. And instead of doing the most recent tear is on the left side, but they did the right side because that was a problem 8 years ago. And so why not take a shot of that? So I got to go back.
They're looking for further degeneration, but
yes.
Somebody misread the order sheet.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So we've been talking about sunscreen here, and how there's one company that has some benzene apparently in the sunscreen. What does benzene do? I tried, you may have heard me explaining it in my own way. Maybe you can do a better job of talking about sunscreen, what to use, and inappropriate ingredients like benzene, which is really horrible as far as I know. It's a poison.
Benzene was discovered, I think, about the mid-1800s. There's something called the benzene ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as an aromatic compound. It's in almost every organic chemical. It wasn't made. It was discovered. So it's been around, you know, since the dawn of time.
So it's a natural substance, in a sense.
Yeah, and it's in petroleum products. And anything, and then what, 100 years ago or so when they decided, my goodness, we can just bypass Mother Nature and throw petroleum-based products, as they were producing gasoline and oil for vehicles 100 years ago, they always had a lot of byproducts left over. And if you have a gasoline or a crude oil distillery or refinery, I mean, in your neighborhood, every now and then you'll see this flame shooting up out of a
right.
pipe.
Yep.
They're burning off the stuff that they can't use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the stuff, they can't burn it because it's even more toxic, so they end up selling it as a byproduct. Kind of like sodium fluoride. They can't get rid of it, so they decided to put it in your drinking water.
Yeah,
they put it in our drinking water, put it in the toothpaste, things like that.
Nice.
So benzene, it targets the liver, the kidney, the lung, the heart, the brain. It can cause DNA damage. There's warnings all over the place from the EPA. Stay away from this stuff. It's not for human consumption or human use. But it has a solvent factor. It smells sweet. In fact, if I remember right, one of the earliest uses of benzene over 100 years ago was an aftershave.
Wait a minute. Now I'm thinking about benzene, by the way. I remember that from the chemical. Remember in high school chemistry, you learned the charts of all of the H2O and CO2 and all that stuff, and benzene was one of the chemical compounds that we learned about. Isn't there something, benzene is used as a rocket fuel, I think, too.
Well, it's extremely, yes, it's not just toxic, it's very flammable.
Yeah.
And
right.
I'm not familiar with the rocket fuel thing, but I wouldn't be surprised because it is, under concentration, is explosive.
Yeah.
But the EPA, I think, says something like 5 parts per billion would be the maximum contaminant level you could have in drinking water. 5 parts per billion, for Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk about benzene being in some of these sunscreen products, I'll bet you the concentration is more than 5 parts per billion.
Absolutely. That's why there's a warning connected to it. All right, as they say, a word of the wise sufficient. Dr. Jack Stockwell from his Nooka Chiropractic Practice in Salt Lake City here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.